Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I opened the book by telling the story of my own testimony where, you know, I dropped out of high school at 16 and got kicked out of my house at 16. And growing up in South Florida, drank deeply from the wells of this world. And 21 years old, God brought me to the end of myself. And it wasn't a particular crisis or one particular event. It was just this culminating sense of there's got to be more to life than what I'm experiencing. There's got to be more to who I am than what this world keeps telling me. And I can remember waking up one morning after a night of club hopping in South Beach, waking up one morning having fallen asleep in the clothes that I wore out the night before, just passed out, woke up feeling remarkably empty, realizing it was Sunday morning, realizing that I still had time to get to church, and drove in the clothes that I was wearing the night before. It's disgusting, I know, but drove to church, made my way up into the balcony, and was so refreshed to enter into a church that was remarkably different from the nightclubs I had been in the night before. If I had gone into that church and they were trying to do, you know, South Beach in a Christian way, or trying to be cool, or trying to be overly fashionable, I would have walked out feeling very unsatisfied, going, if I wanted more of that, I could go back to where I was last night. I came here this morning because I'm longing for something different, something transcendent, something otherworldly. I don't need you to try and, you know, be cool for me. I'm actually looking for something that's radically uncool, according to our culture. I've drowned in a sea of cultural coolness. I need something different, something out of this world. And was so grateful that I walked into a church where, I mean, the people of God were honoring God as God, the transcendent God, had drawn near, and, you know, he was filling the place. And, you know, they just weren't trying to be fashionable. They weren't trying to be cool. And that's what captured my heart. That's what captured this seeker's heart, was the difference of it all. So it has a very, very personal, I'm just personally invested in this message because God used the unfashionableness of the church that I walked into to save me, to rescue me, and to help me see just how many counterfeit gods I had subscribed to and depended on to invest my life with meaning and all of those things. And so that's basically the thesis of Unfashionable is, what does life begin to look like when the gospel is grasped and sets you free?